available at otpco.com/epay. Ottertail Power Company, on for you.
This is University of Jamestown forward Olivia Anderson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Jamestown and Dakota Wesleyan from Harold Newman Arena on the campus of the University of Jamestown. Steve Linsmeyer with you tonight. First of two games this evening. The men will take the floor coming up at 8 o'clock. It is Michaela Karst against Olivia Anderson, and Karst wins the tip. It's knocked into the backcourt and in the hands of Kaylee Kirk, and the opening possession belongs to the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. To Karst, now off into the left corner with it is Mork. Mork flips it back out to Carr in the left wing. Looking for Cheeseman out between the circles. Left-hand dribble, tries to cross over, not there. Step back three, left of the angle, good. And Kennedy Cheeseman has the Tigers off and running with a three in the opening possession, and they lead 3-0. Well, Josephson goes to the high post for Anderson, looking for a swing to the right for DeMars. Wasn't there, now skips it off to Schmidt. Left wing three, trying to answer, bang! Paige Schmidt from the left wing, and we are all square at three in the after an opening possession for each team. Mork up the right sideline, feeds it back to Kirk, swings it to Karst, now to Cheeseman, shot fake. And Kennedy lost the ball into the corner, picked up by Hannah DeMars. And Anderson had to scoop that one up in the middle as DeMars nearly threw it too wide. And here come the Jimmies after they tried to run but had to slow it up. Right side of the wing for Josephson. Around an Anderson screen, cut off by Karst. Anderson flares to the corner, nothing there. They'll throw it back up top to DeMars between the circles. To Josephson on the right wing, around an Anderson screen. She'll step out on the flare. Looking to drive now across the lane, gets cut off. Kicks it out, Nielsen three, back rim no. And a long rebound out near the free throw line, corralled by Sarah Carr for Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers in blue, the Jimmies in white. 3 minutes, or 90 seconds gone, game tied at three. Underneath to Kirk, shot fake, steps to her right, had the shot blocked. Did it get her own rebound and race it out to the wing. Top of the key for Karst. Karst to Cheeseman, dribbles down to the left baseline. And a foul going to be called on Hannah DeMars. As she and Cheeseman got locked up. So it's 3-3. And Michaela Karst will inbound at baseline left for Dakota Wesleyan. 8:18 to go on the first quarter game clock. Left of the lane for Carr. Hand back to Cheeseman. 15-foot jumper, no. And a rebound cleared by Paige Schmidt. Game tied at three. Jimmies with their third offensive possession. DeMars with it on the right wing. Starts to cut in on the angle. Nothing there. They'll swing it back around left side for Nielsen. Nielsen into the corner. Anderson on the flare. Three ball in and out. DeMars had the rebound. And now she's got it a second time off the deflection. And Jamestown will have 20 on the shot clock. Here goes Josephson looking for Anderson across the lane, but they blow it dead. And a travel called on Noelle Josephson. I thought you could have made the case she didn't quite have possession of that. But the officials disagreed, and it's 3-3, ball back to the Tigers. And, oh, nearly threw that one into the arms of DeMars. And now Nielsen steps in front, had that one knocked free, 3-on-1. Nielsen down the right side, and she's going to be fouled. And Macy Nielsen will go to the free throw line for two shots. That's going to go against Kaylee Kirk. So Nielsen will shoot twice. Chance to put the Jimmies in front for the first time tonight. And Nielsen's first free throw is good. The freshman from Edina, Minnesota. Second free throw coming from Nielsen is good. So she made them both. Jimmies lead 5-3. 7:39 to go here in the opening quarter. Karst within the backcourt, trying to zigzag her way through. Fires it up the middle of the floor to Cheeseman. Back out to the wing. Now Cheeseman has it up top. They'll swing it right side for Karst. 17 on the shot clock for the Tigers. Karst holding. Out of the corner now, right side for Cheeseman. Cheeseman looking for a driving lane. Cut off by DeMars. Throws it up anyway, and it goes in. Tough shot from Cheeseman. And we are all level at five. Nielsen, top of the key, hands it off to Schmidt on the wing. Now DeMars swings it left for Josephson. Josephson dribbles underneath the basket, and a charge is called. They're going to call Josephson for bowling over Michaela Karst. And And it's 5-5, ball back to the Tigers. Coming in, Jessica Mirez for Dakota Wesleyan. And also number 32, that is Cameron Hines, one of the freshmen for the Tigers. Ball into the middle for Kirk, fires it up the left sideline. Down into the baseline drive is Hines and puts it up and in with the left hand. So it's 7-5. Tigers have a two-point lead with four straight. Mackenzie Higlin in for the Jimmies. And Emma Storr off the bench as well. Skip pass goes to Storr at the free throw line. A little hesitation. Dribbles the right side. Fall away. Banks it in. Nice finish by Storr. A little right-handed fall away, and it's 7-7. Here comes Cheeseman the other way. Dumps it off left for Hines, who scores again. So Cheeseman and Hines have combined for all nine for the Tigers, and they lead 9-7. Schmidt around a high screen, stops above the elbow, dumps it off into the corner for Anderson. Olivia probably should have shot that. And now Schmidt drives in, left side runner, tried to bank it in, no good, and swirls out and picked up by Mirez. Cheeseman will give it to Mirez now at the top of the key. Back to Cheeseman on the wing. Shot fake. Goes around. Cut off by Storr. Ball knocked free between the legs of Cheeseman, but rolls right to Hines. Skip pass. Now underneath for Mirez. Cut off underneath. Throws it high over the rim. No good. Ball loose on the floor. And we got a couple bodies diving after it. Now a jump ball. And the alternate possession is going to favor Jamestown. So the Jimmies will have it on the alternate possession. 9-7. In favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Courtney Mozlowski and Kaya Tower come in for the Jimmies. So now it's Mozlowski, Tower, Schmidt, Storr, and Higlin. For the Jimmies, down 9-7 to Dakota Wesleyan. About to the midpoint of the opening quarter. Tower with it above the right elbow. Trying to cross away. We'll hand it back to Schmidt. Back to Tower, off into the left corner now. Jimmies keep it above the perimeter. They swing it right corner for Higlin, and she tries to dribble baseline, and a bump and a foul going to be called against Cameron Hines. First down Hines, second team foul against the Tigers. Kaya Tower inbounds on the baseline right side. Looking for Schmidt off the flare. Ooh, they had Carr crossed up. Schmidt's three is short. And an offensive rebound now for Moss. She should have probably put it right back up. And one official said she didn't have control. The other called the travel. And it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Sometimes, guys, it's okay to get together and try to figure that one out. 9-7 in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Left sideline, Ryan Ostis with it. Now a quick zigzag pass up the floor to Sarah Carr, and she's got her first basket off the right side. It's 11-7 in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Skip pass goes to Storr left wing. Dribbles into traffic, back out to Tower. Right side for Higlin. Higlin dribbles baseline underneath, throws a baseline pass, and Cheeseman somehow stayed in bounds and has the steal. Not sure how she didn't touch that when she was out of play. But they said she was in, and the ball stays now with the Tigers after the steal. Inside for Cheeseman on the give and go, and she's able to sneak that one up and in. Dakota Wesleyan leads 13-7, 4:29 to go, first quarter, timeout, Jamestown.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal-clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
This is University of Jamestown forward Courtney Mislowski, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Dakota Wesleyan with a 6-0 run. And they have taken control up 13-7 here in quarter one, 4:29 to go in this second GPAC game for Jamestown. It's the third GPAC game already for Dakota Wesleyan. Inside for Mozlowski, faces up in the left block. A dig from the backside by Ostis. Now they'll hand it off to Tower. Step back jumper in the corner is good. And Tower's got a 16-footer from the left corner. Cheeseman skips it across to Karst, breaking the pressure put on by the Jimmies. Cheeseman on the left wing, wants a screen, now gets it, dribbles into the right elbow. Jumper is good. And Cheeseman pouring it on here early, already with nine. And it's 15-9 Dakota Wesleyan with a six-point lead. Store from the wing, crossover into the middle, runs it back to Tower. Shot fake. Tower inside the free throw line on the drive. Gets cut off. Back out it comes to Schmidt on the left wing. Schmidt looking for Maz. Flair, 12-footer left side. Knuckleball, good for Courtney Maslowski. No rotation on that shot, but it goes in, 15-11. Cheeseman, transition, stop and pop. Left wing three is good. And Kennedy Cheeseman has 12 of the 18 for Dakota Wesleyan. She's outscored Jamestown on her own. It's 18-11. Storr has it left side. Round a screen, dribbles down to the baseline. Skip pass to Higlin, flip it out to the corner. Tower a three, back rim no. And Karst has the weak side rebound for the Tigers. She'll fire it up to Cheeseman, who throws it to Carr, and there's nobody there for the Jimmies. And Carr has a layup. So it's 20-11. Dakota Wesleyan leading by nine. Largest lead of the quarter. Inside to Maz, left of the lane. Maz backing in, trying to go across. Karst to the left side and missed it. And the ball got lodged between the backboard and the rim. Jimmies are going to go with a 4-5 line change. Anderson, DeMars, Josephson, and Grace Benz. Benz coming in for the first time. They'll join Kaya Tower on the floor. Viras coming back in for Dakota Wesleyan. Also Kirk. 20-11. Tigers in control early. 2:42 left in the first quarter. Kirk weaving her way up the floor. Jimmy's break off on the pressure a little bit here. Carr handoff up top. They'll skip it over to Miras on the left wing. Miras to Carr's coming off the screen, top of the key. Back to Miras, looking inside now for Carr. Skip pass goes to Kirk on the right. Kirk back to Miras on the skip pass, left of the lane. Step back 12-footer is good. So Miras rattles that one home, and the Tigers lead by 12, 23-11. Kaya Tower caught in the corner. Kick out to Josephson. Three won't go. And Miras the rebound. Jamestown's getting one shot and done here in the first 8 minutes. Miras up top. They'll swing it around left side. Miras around a high screen. Over on the right, they'll skip it back up. Miras left of the circle, three, back rim, no good. Two rebound, too tall for Tower. And now Tower fouls Kirk as she got the offensive rebound. So it's going to be a foul against Tower. Kennedy Cheeseman comes back in for Dakota Wesleyan. Cheeseman will inbound on the front court sideline right. Cheeseman fires it off into the corner, and that pass was too close to the line, and now she tried to save it right to Tower. Here come the Jimmies. Tower to Benz. Benz dribbles in down the left side of the alley. She's fouled, but a before-the-shot foul. The ball nearly went in, so it was almost an and one. But they wave off the shot. Jimmies will inbound on the baseline right to a 1-4 set. 96 seconds to go in the quarter. Across to Josephson, and Carr pokes it out of bounds. So it'll stay here with the Jimmies. Kaya Tower will inbound to the baseline left. Floats a pass up top to Josephson. Josephson skips to DeMars. DeMars dribbles into the paint, runs it out to the wing. Tower spots up, three on the way. Got it. Kaya Tower with five. Already for the Jimmies, it's 23-14. Jimmies trailing nine with 1:20 to go in the opening quarter. Above the left elbow with it is Mork. Now they skip it around right side to Ostis. Ostis has her pass to Carr, nearly stolen. Carr turns around, three ball, no. And Grace Benz has the miss for the Jimmies. Benz up the sideline for Tower. Tower on the right wing. Flips it off to Benz in the corner. She stepped out, but her heel was up. Heel was off the ground. It's 23-14, and she's out of bounds. And Dakota Wesleyan will inbound. Jimmy's back to the pressure here with DeMars and Tower up front. Long pass across the floor to Mork. She's going to be almost trapped. Gets rid of it to Ostis. Ostis drives in. Float pass to Kars. Missed it. Kars got the rebound and sticks it back. Kars with six. For Dakota Wesleyan, 25-14. The Tigers lead by 11. Left side for Josephson. Opposite of screen. Drive. Kick to the corner. Back out to the wing. DeMars with an angle. Doesn't take it. Kicks the Tower. Tower drives. Pulls up. 15-footer airballed. Anderson's got the offensive rebound. Out to Josephson. Short jumper. Bangs off the board. No good. Tower's rebound won't go. Bends with a second chance. Now a third chance. And a foul on Carr. So Grace bends. Go to the foul line. To shoot two. Foul goes against Carr, her first. Fourth team foul against Dakota Wesleyan. Ben's had a great day in that four overtime game when the Jimmies lost to Dakota Wesleyan back in January. She rattles out the first free throw. Sophomore from Steele, North Dakota, just down the road. 25-14, Jimmy's down 11. Second free throw from Benz, no good. She missed them both. And the rebound to the arms of Karst. Cheeseman weaving her way through traffic, and Benz leaps in front, saves it, crashes into the scores table here. DeMars drives in, misses the shot, and the rebound picked up by Cheeseman. Up ahead for Carr. Carr pulls up, right elbow jumper, no, and that is the end of the quarter. 25-14, Dakota Wesleyan leads by 11 as we take the quarter break here at Newman Arena.
Welcome to Unison Bank. I'm happy to help you with any kind of transaction today. Whether you're depositing money you got from selling your car or a jar full of change you got from inside your couch cushions. No matter the financial need, I can help because I've been helping you and all our customers for years. We are Unison, and you can be too at unisonbank.com. Go ahead at Unison Bank. Member FDIC.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick printing services, cookbooks, all kinds of business forms, binding, and more. So call for banner signs, invitations, business documents, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and polyester. With a staff that boasts 38 years of experience, you know it will be done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street, Jamestown.
This is University of Jamestown guard Emma Storr, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
...24-14 is the score after one quarter. They had it wrong on the scoreboard, so it's 24-14. Dakota Wesleyan leads by 10 as we go to the second quarter. Jimmies will start with the ball. Benz, Tower, DeMars, Anderson, and Josephson on the floor for the Jimmies. Anderson sets a screen. Now Tower drives in, kicks to the corner. Josephson, pass fake, dribbles in, finds DeMars. Left-hand dribble down the lane, pull up five-footer, back rim, no. And the rebound cleared by Karst. Up to Cheeseman. It gets knocked down from behind by DeMars. And it's going to be a foul against the Jimmies. Second on DeMars. Storr and Nilsson coming back in for the Jimmies. So Karst will inbound front court sideline right. Out between the circles to Kirk. Kirk goes above the right elbow to Carr. Carr looking for Cheeseman off the screen. Storr was there, but the pass just out of her reach. Left side wing for Kirk. Left-hand dribble into the paint. Had it nearly knocked free. Gets it to Carr in the corner. Carr dribbles in left side of the alley. Puts the brakes on. Back around right side. Cheeseman, deep three off the back rim. High rebound picked up by Anderson. She outlets to Benz. Here come the Jimmies. Benz to the right wing. Now finds Storr. Storr back over to Josephson. Swings it left for Nilsson. Nilsson back to Josephson, right side Storr, trying to dribble in on Cheeseman, wasn't there. Finds Anderson inside, cut off though by Karst. Anderson underneath the basket, reverse layup, hits the bottom of the backboard. And rebound cleared out by Cheeseman for Dakota Wesleyan. 1 minute and change gone in the second quarter. It's 24-14 D-Dub. Right side with it on the wing, free throw line extended is Kirk. Up top, Karst, guarded by Ben. Skips into the corner. Three from Mork is short. Long rebound, weak side. Scooped up by Josephson in traffic. And here come the Jimmies. Up the sideline to Nielsen. Hits Ben, slashing the middle. Pullback seven-footer is good for Grace Benz. And a good find from Macy Nielsen. 24-16. Cheeseman fakes the pass left. Dribbles into the middle. Pass was high. Caught by Kirk. Looked like she traveled. No whistle. Back out to it comes to Cheeseman between the rings. Cheeseman trying to get around Storr. She's got two screens there. Cut off now on the wing. Out to the corner for Mork. Back to Cheeseman. Eight to shoot. Skip pass goes to Kirk. Shot fake. Dribbles into the middle. Feeds it out to the corner. And a bailout foul coming here for Dakota Wesleyan. And it's going to go against Olivia Anderson. I'd like to see that one again. They called it on Kirk's jump pass through the lane when she fell after the jump pass. So the inbound will be thrown in baseline left now by Hines. Hines gets it to Carr in the corner. Josephson jumps in front, knocks it away, and it'll stay here with Dakota Wesleyan. 7:55 left till halftime. 24-16 Dakota Wesleyan. Seventh-ranked Tigers with an early lead. Pass out to the wing for Carr. Pass intercepted by Storr. Storr trying to beat Cheeseman back the other way, and Storr missed the layup. She got ahead of Cheeseman when she was letting her go. I think Emma was anticipating some contact, but now she knocks the ball free, and it's back to Jamestown. Storr to the right wing. Pull and pop. Three. Rattles out and back in. Storr hits the three. And it's 24-19. Jimmy's down just five. Up the sideline, Carr able to steal that pass in front of Nielsen. There's a skip pass now. Cheeseman, catch and shoot. Wow. That was very, very quick from Kennedy Cheeseman. And that's the kind of question where you ask yourself, what is she doing playing NAI basketball? Out into the corner for Storr. Back to Benz on the flare. Catch and shoot. Three. Got it. Grace Benz with the three, and it's 27-22. Jimmy's down five. Kirk crossing her way up the right sideline. Finds Carr on the right wing. Skips it across to Cheeseman. Cheeseman around a screen. Storr tried to jump it. Nearly stole it. Now out of the corner for Karst. Karst throws it back up top to Hines. Swings it right for Kirk. Kirk dribbles in. Flips to Hines. Long two. No, it is a three. And Hines knocks it down. Hines with seven. 30-22. Lead is eight. For Dakota Wesleyan. Left side for Macy Nielsen. Nielsen off into the corner. Anderson shot fake. Back out to Nielsen on the wing. Up top, Josephson. Benz with it on the right wing. Benz into the paint. Feeds it out top. Josephson skips it off into the corner. Anderson, 18-foot jumper, rolls off. And Cheeseman, the only one on the weak side with the rebound for Dakota Wesleyan. Karst takes it up the right side. Josephson tries to jump in front. Now skip goes to Kirk. Long two is off the back rim. And we've got a foul, a loose ball foul against Dakota Wesleyan, and Sarah Carr not getting away with that one today. Well, they didn't actually call it on Carr. I figured they called it on Hines. Usually that would be one I would think would be on Carr. She does a lot of pushing and shoving and inside, but that goes against Hines. Dakota Wesleyan 30, Jamestown 22. 5:51 to go in the second quarter. Left side, Josephson. Shot fake. Skip pass off into the corner. Paige Schmidt has just come back in. Tower finds Higlin slashing the middle. She missed the layup. And that's the second layup the Jimmies have missed this quarter. Cheeseman, crossover. That's a carry. Yep. And the ball's going to go back to Jamestown. Sarah Carr, after a very short break on the bench, is back in. That break lasted all of 17 seconds for Carr. Put a Wesleyan 30, Jamestown 22. 5:32 to go, second quarter. Mozlowski over to Tower with it on the right wing. Now off into the corner for Schmidt. Schmidt back up to Tower, swings it left for Higlin. Higlin on the baseline, threw it behind Josephson. Tower has to save it. It goes through the legs of Schmidt, picked up by Ostis. She dribbles down to the baseline, out to Miris, and they'll pull it back out and reset for Dakota Wesleyan. Cheeseman holds, now goes to Miris above the free throw line, inside for Carr, and it rolls off the back rim, but a foul called against the Jimmies. And that's going to send Carr to the foul line. So Carr will shoot two. The foul goes against Schmidt. It's her first and the team's third of the quarter. And Sarah Carr's first free throw is good. 7 points from Carr. Dakota Wesleyan leading by nine. Second Carr free throw is good. So Carr makes them both. The lead runs to 10. Back to double figures for the Tigers. Higlin with it on the right wing. Up top to Josephson. Feeds it to Mozlowski on the right wing. Walks to the corner. Tries to hand it to Higlin. Did not give it to her. Now it's Josephson crossover. Into the paint. Takes some contact and a foul. And it's going to be before the shot on the floor. So Jamestown will inbound underneath their own basket. Foul goes on Cheeseman. Her first, second team foul of the quarter. Michaela Karst coming back in for the Tigers. Kaya Tower will inbound for the orange and black under their own hoop. Tosses it out to Higlin above the left elbow. Higlin finds Josephson inside for Moz. Backing in Karst to the left hand and off the back rim and in. Nice spin from Mozlowski finding the back rim. 32-24, Jimmy's down eight. It's a little pressure here put on by the Jimmies. This pass is tipped and going to be scooped up by Carson. Now a 10-second call against Dakota Wesleyan. So the Jimmy press leads to a 10-second violation. Inbound goes to the backcourt for Kaya Tower. Jimmy's down eight, 4:20 left till halftime. Tower over to Josephson. Schmidt coming off a double. They'll get her to a catch and shoot. Three, got it. Paige Schmidt with a three from the left sideline. Jimmy's cut it to five. Karst up the right sideline. Back out to Carr. Now to Mork. Swings it off to Ostis in the corner. Inside for Carr. She's doubled. Feeds it out to the across the baseline to Kirk. Kirk back to Carr. Face up on Moz. Jumper, no. And a rebound collected by Kaya Tower on the weak side for the Jimmies. Up the sideline to Higlin on the right. She'll throw it back out. Now inside to Moz. Moz with a shot fake. Spins left. Puts it up off the... Tried to hit the backboard. Missed it long. And Carr clears the miss for Dakota Wesleyan. Up the sideline. Ostis floats it too high for Mork, but she runs it down, but saves it right to Josephson. And here come the Jimmies. Kaya Tower. Skip pass to Schmidt. And she threw it wide. It was a three-on-one. And Tower tried to kind of whip that one across her body without looking to Schmidt and just threw it wide. So a couple of changes for the Jimmies. Storr comes back in. Hannah DeMars will join Mozlowski, Josephson, and Schmidt. Cheeseman back in for Dakota Wesleyan. Hines in as well. So it's Hines, Cheeseman, Carr, Kirk, and Karst. 3:18 left till halftime. Cheeseman gets it just across the half line out to Kirk. Kirk walks it to the left wing. 15 to shoot for the Tigers. Kirk between the circles finds Carr on the left elbow. Hands it off to Karst. Now to Hines on the left side. 7 to shoot. Karst to Cheeseman. Cheeseman around a screen. Picked up by DeMars. Now she just launches to beat the horn. It's an air ball straight out of bounds. And it's going to be Jamestown basketball. Corey Hickman coming in for the Jimmies. She'll come get Josephson. So 32-27, Jimmy's down five, trying to keep this thing close into halftime. The Tigers have led by as many as 11. Swings it left, Store, catch and shoot, three from the angle, no. And a rebound picked up by Kirk. Kirk finds Karst up the sideline now for Cheeseman. Cheeseman cuts back to the middle of the floor, trying to stay out of a double team. Corey Hickman reaches in, and a travel on Cheeseman. Hickman reached in to try to tie it up, and Cheeseman gets called with a travel before the jump ball. Jimmy's down five with the ball. Schmidt with it on the left wing. Maz walks over to the right hands to Hickman. Hickman a couple of dribbles, tries to get it around. Cheeseman had that one blocked back at her. Now finds Maz in the middle. Skip to Store. Store on the drive, feeds it back across the lane for Maz, and she lays it in. Maslowski with six. Jimmy's back within one possession. 2:09 till halftime. Carr brings it back out. Beats Carr's top of the key. 2 minutes till the break. Kirk around a high screen. Cut off by Hickman. Dribbles down to the right side baseline. Feeds it back up top. They swing it left now for Karst. Looking for Cheeseman on the post up. Skip pass goes to the sideline for Kirk. Throws a wild shot off the backboard. Rebound Maslowski. Jimmy's can tie. Schmidt up the left sideline. Jamestown wants to push the tempo to Store. Kicks it over to the right side to Mars. Now it's Maslowski with it. Above the top of the key, hits Hickman on the back door. Left-hand layup, good. Good find by Maz as Corey Hickman hit the back door for a layup. 32-31. Jimmy's down just one now. Inside, Carr spins into a double. Double dribble, and it's Jimmy basketball. .119 left till halftime. Tower and Benz comes back in. Up top for Maslowski. Swings it left for Hickman. Hickman finds Maz. Give and go down to the left baseline. She's cut off there. Skips a pass to Tower. Now it's Benz on the right short corner. Benz into the paint. Squeezes through a double. Lays it up and one. And Jamestown jumps in front. 33-32. Grace Benz with seven in the first half. So Benz to the foul line. The foul went against Michaela Karst. Benz will try to convert a three-point play. And she does. So Benz now with eight. Jimmy's up 34-32. Pass to Cheeseman in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it deeper into the backcourt for Karst. Pass ahead. Store nearly stole it. But Cheeseman has it now for Dakota Wesleyan. Into the front court. They'll hold it up. Deep above the left wing. Cheeseman wants a screen from Carr. And a foul against Jamestown. It's going to be their fourth of the quarter. It's going to go against Kaya Tower, her second. Corey Hickman will check in. 46.1 seconds remaining in the half. We joined coming up at halftime by Jimmy men's basketball coach Danny Neville. They get ready for a big top 20 showdown coming up at 8 o'clock. Cheeseman above the right wing. Holding her dribble now, trying to get it into Carr. Now they'll go to Carr at the right elbow. Eight to shoot. Carr step back, 15-footer, got it. Nothing but net for Carr, and Dakota Wesleyan has tied it now at 34. Jimmies can hold for the final shot, so if they can run this thing down and take the last shot, they'll go into halftime with no worse than a tie after trailing by 11 at a couple different points here in the opening 20 minutes. Benz and Store running the clock down. Nine to shoot. Tomas, left corner. They'll kick it across to Hickman. Hickman drives down the right side. Floater off the glass and in. What a finish by Hickman. And that's going to send us to halftime. 36-34. Jamestown leads Dakota Wesleyan after 20 from Newman Arena. What a comeback down the stretch for the Orange and Black. We'll chat with Danny Neville coming up in a few minutes here at Newman Arena.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
Hi, it's Zach, newest member of the...
And we are ready for half number two from Newman Arena. Michaela Karst will throw it in for Dakota Wesley, and they trail the Jimmies 36-34. It's Kirk, Karst, Carr, Cheeseman, and Hines for Dakota Wesleyan. Kirk will walk it over to the left wing to get this thing started. They find Cheeseman on the back door, but it's tipped out of bounds by Hannah DeMars. She'll be joined on the floor by Josephson, Nielsen, Anderson, and Schmidt. 23 on the shot clock for Dakota Wesleyan, and Hines will inbound to the baseline right side. Inbound goes to Hines, out or to Carr, now to the right wing for Kirk. Back to Cheeseman in the right corner, inside for Carr. Carr spinning baseline, floater up, rolls out, rebound Josephson. And Jamestown can add to their lead, up 36-34. DeMars in transition, thought about it, kicks to Schmidt, catch and shoot, and Page is 3 for 3. Schmidt's knocked down all three attempts, and oh, that was maybe a carry there by Cheeseman. No whistle. Here comes Kirk into the front court. She'll stop at the free throw line, and back out it comes to Cheeseman now on the right side. Around a Carr screen. Dribbles down to the baseline, looking for Carr in the flare. 17-footer from the angle is good, and Carr's got 12. Cheeseman still leads Dakota Wesleyan. It's 39-36. Anderson to the high post. Dribbles down the left side, and a foul going to be called on Karst. So it'll be Jimmy basketball underneath their own basket. Nielsen will throw it in baseline left. One other score, Northwestern leads Dort 45-43. That's at halftime in a top five matchup in the GPAC. Inside for Anderson, out top to DeMars. Ooh, DeMars had an open look, didn't take it. Picks up her dribble, now feeds Josephson. Josephson trying to curl around Carr, throws it up off the backboard and in. Tough shot from Josephson that catches the back rim and falls, and the Jimmies lead 41-36. Cheeseman dribbling through traffic down the left side, cut off by Anderson, back out to the wing. Hines, a three, is off the front rim, and Anderson's got the miss for the orange and black. She'll find Nielsen on the left side. Oh, Nielsen had DeMars behind the defense but couldn't get it to her. She looked away at the last moment. DeMars out to Schmidt. Schmidt should just probably pull that over Kirk the way she's been shooting. Back out it comes now to DeMars. She'll reset out between the circles. Karst comes to pick her up now. DeMars, a lot of dribbling, out to the corner for Nielsen. Nielsen into the paint, stops, finds Josephson on the back door, and what a pass from Macy Nielsen. And Josephson, the layup, the Jimmies go up 43-36 now on the Tigers. Karst, skip pass to Carr, right side of the alley, picks up her dribble, finds Hines on the backside, and it's blocked out of bounds by Macy Nielsen. So it'll stay here with Dakota Wesley, and a great find by Carr to Hines on the backside. Dakota Wesley going to put all four of their players out near the half line. As Karst will inbound underneath their own basket, and the Jimmies will try to decipher who's coming. Out to Cheeseman. Shot fake. Steps left of the defender. Three is good. That one looked like when it left her hand, it was going up way too strong. But it was another great shot by Kennedy Cheeseman, and now she's got 18, and she leads all scores. It's 43-39. The Jimmies up by four. Store finds Anderson underneath, spins underneath Karst, layup no, it hit the short side of the rim, and a rebound cleared by Hines. Here comes Kirk zigzagging her way through traffic. Kirk to the foul line, flips it to Hines, left side, pull-up jumper, good. Hines has been awfully good tonight as well. That cuts the deficit now to 43-41, five straight from the Tigers. Nielsen, pull-up 16-footer, doinks off the front rim, and a rebound for Karst. She'll find Cheeseman right sideline. Cheeseman picked up now by Storr, lobs it back to the middle for Karst, who finds Kirk cutting in front of her. Skip pass goes to Cheeseman. Catch and shoot three is good. Unreal. Kennedy Cheeseman puts Dakota Wesleyan back in front, 44-43, just like that. And a timeout called on the floor. I believe it was called by Dakota Wesleyan. They're up one with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. On for you.
This is University of Jamestown guard Noel Josephson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
.44-43, it is a one-point lead for Dakota Wesleyan. Under 7 minutes to go here in the opening, in the opening quarter of the second half. Jimmy's down by one. They led by seven, but an 8-0 run by the Tigers, and Macy Nielsen pulls up from the just beyond the left elbow, knocks down a 17-footer. And Nielsen with her first field goal, and the Jimmies jump back in front, 45-44. Out between the circles with it is Kirk for Dakota Wesleyan. And now Mork just short of the volleyball line. Cheeseman around a screen from Carr. Dribbles down the right side up to Karst. Looking for Carr. Now back to Cheeseman. Catch and shoot three is good. Kennedy Cheeseman is 6 of 7 from three. Dakota Wesleyan leads 47-45. Tower going to try to answer. Her three rattles out. Rebound tipped around. Carr's got it for Dakota Wesley, but a foul going to be called against the Jimmies. 24 already for Cheeseman, who really, really likes shooting in this gym, apparently. She's 9 of 12 from the field and 6 of 7 from 3. Dakota Wesleyan leading 47-45. Ahead for Carr. 3-on-2. She'll walk into a 19-footer. That's going to be short. And a rebound for Mackenzie Higlin. She's going to push it up the tempo for the Jimmies. Finds Storr in the backside. Storr dribbles down to the left baseline. Cut off there. Cross lane to Higlin. Shot fake underneath Carr. Missed the shot. And the rebound tipped down to Karst. Long pass ahead. Cheeseman streaking the floor. And she'll miss the layup on the other side. And DeMars has the miss for the Jimmies. DeMars ahead for Higlin. Higlin, skip pass, Storr, left corner, three, front rim, no. Kaya Towers got the offensive board for Jamestown at a fresh 20. They don't go all the way back to 30, it's 20. Storr drives, fakes the pass, dribbles in left side, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Tigers and Emma Storr to the foul line to try to tie this game up here in the third quarter with 5:24 remaining. Ostis and Hines set to check back for the Tigers. So we'll get a couple of free throws now from Storr. First free throw is no good. I'm confused at why they were allowed to sub. 47-45. They did get the subs before the first free throw. Storr makes the second. She's got six. Jamestown trails 47-46. 5:21 left in the third. Long pass to Hines. Touch pass to Cheeseman. Threw it behind her. Picked off by Josephson. Josephson gives it right back. Here comes Hines. Dakota Wesleyan had a 4-on-1. And now Tower knocks this ball free in a reach in foul. Going to be called against Kaya Tower. That'll be her third. So the Tigers will inbound front court sideline left. Grace Benz coming back in for the Jimmies. And the inbound goes out between the circles to Kirk, who's guarded by Benz. Walks it over to the left wing. Picks up a dribble, now throws a lob pass into Cheeseman. It's tipped away by Storr. There were three Jimmies around Cheeseman. That pass had very little chance of actually being completed. And if Storr hadn't tipped it out, I think it would have been stolen by one of her teammates on the back end. Here's a inbound pass to Hines in the left corner. Now she's going to shoot it and nearly banks it in. And Grace Benz has the rebound for Jamestown. Here comes Benz to the wing. Drops it off to the corner. Now out to Josephson, left of the circle. Three off the side rim. No. And a long rebound picked up by Kirk for Dakota Wesleyan. Karst will bring it up the floor. Picked up now by Benz on the left side. Looking for Cheeseman. Karst wants to get rid of it. Now Cheeseman will come to get it between the circles. Cheeseman around a high screen up to the top for Kirk. Kirk crossing on the right side, throws one up. It rolls off the back rim. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Josephson. And here come the Jimmies. Store, cross-court pass to Benz. Going to cast up a three, short. And out of bounds, last touch by the Tigers. Should stay here with the Jimmies, and it will. Sarah Carr coming in for Jamestown. 47-46. Dakota Wesleyan leading by one. Jimmies led 43-36. They led by seven. Store finds Maz. Short baseline jumper, no. And a rebound picked up by Ostis. Josephson nearly pokes it free. Now ahead for Kars. She finds Carr off into the right corner for Hines. Hines back up to Kars. She's going to launch a three, and it's good. So Karst with her first basket, 50-46. Dakota Wesleyan leading by four. Store drives, bends, trailing, shot fake, dribbles in, drops it off on the left side for Maz, but a charge is called. Karst took the charge on Benz. Cheeseman comes in for Dakota Wesleyan, Schmidt in for the Jimmies. It is a 14-3 run right now for the Tigers. And Storr nearly jumps in front of that pass, but Cheeseman picks it out of there. Now ahead for Carr in the left wing. Carr leaves it out to Karst. Same spot from Karst, and that one's no good. Benz has the rebound for the Jimmies. Jimmies down four. Benz going to take it all the way in. Cut off on the right side, but a blocking foul this time on Karst. And Grace Benz will go to the foul line for two shots. Karst picks up her third. Karst will come out. Ostis comes in. So that's the third foul against the Tigers in this quarter. Ben's first foul shot is good. Ben's 2-for-4 from the foul line. Jimmy's down three. Second foul shot from Benz is good. It splashes through. Benz knocks down both foul shots. She is into double figures now with 10. And Ostis will take it up the right side for Dakota Wesleyan. Up between the circles now for Kirk, guarded by Schmidt. Dribbles over to the left wing. Wants a Carr screen. Gets it. Dribbles into the free throw line. Lost the ball, and it's free. It's still loose, and Carr dives after it. That'll be Jimmy basketball. So 50-48. Jimmy's down two. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Maz gets it between the circles. Looking for a pass. Gives it off to Schmidt on the wing. Schmidt, couple dribbles. And she tried to pass it, but then pull back, and she'll get called for a travel. So Jimmy's turn it over. Dakota Wesleyan's turned it over just twice here in this third quarter, turning it over 12 times in the first half. Pass over to Kirk on the left wing, around a Hines screen, dribbles into 15, nobody on her. Free throw line jumper, good. Bounced off the back rim and dropped. The lead goes back to four for Dakota Wesleyan. Benz in transition. She'll put up a left wing three, and it's good. Grace Benz from the left wing. 52-51. Jimmy's down by a point. Cheeseman with it between the circles for the Tigers. Over down the left wing and trying to get a screen. And they're going to call Josephson for a bump. She tried to get through the screen of Carr. So Jimmy's will inbound, or excuse me, the Tigers will inbound front court sideline right. 2:18 to go in the third. Dakota Wesleyan leads this game right now by one. They led by as many as 11. The Jimmies have led by as many as seven. Inbound goes in the backcourt for Cheeseman. Cheeseman out between the circles, left side to Kirk. Hines wants it, but instead it's going to go to Carr. She'll try a three. That one bangs off the left side of the backboard. No good. Rebound Emma Storr. Jimmy's looking to push. Storr dribbles. Feeds it back to Benz. Oh, they missed Josephson to the backside. Schmidt, one-arm pass to Storr across the floor. Storr, crossover left, down the alley, left side, puts it up and in as Storr finishes from the left side. Jimmy's jump in front, 53-52. One-point Jamestown lead. Kirk above the free throw line. Wants a screen from Carr. Gets it. Left side of the alley. Left-handed floater. Hit the side of the backboard. Kirk's going to get her own rebound, though. Jimmy should have had that one. 10 to shoot for the Tigers. Kirk around a screen. Puts the brakes down. Out to Carr. Carr, step back. Long two is good. That is a backbreaker. That one bounced twice before going through the rim. 54-53. Jimmy's leading or down by one. Skip pass goes to Benz. Long jumper from the baseline is no good. And a rebound cleared by Carr. Ahead left side for Monk. Monk will bring it up to the left wing and now peel it back towards the middle. Hand it off to Kirk. Jimmy's have a 4/5 line change waiting at the scores table. Under a minute to go to the fourth quarter. Benz trying to guard Cheeseman around a screen. Now she's picked up by Josephson. Monk wanted on the skip. A little late. Three ball from Monk is no good. Rebound tipped into the arms of Maslowski. And the Jimmies with the ball. 13-second differential, game clock and shot clock. And Jamestown looks like they're going to run some time off. Tigers lead 54-53. 15 on the shot clock. Left side for Josephson. Hits Maz. Back door. Bobbles. Puts it up. Missed it short. Rebound for Monk. And Dakota Wesleyan has it back as Kirk takes it into the front court. Arnatelli by Benz. Hands off to Cheeseman. Cheeseman directing traffic with Schmidt on her. Eight on the game clock. Cheeseman. Left side crossover. On the alley. Scoop shot. Banks it in. With 2 seconds to go, inbound Storr with one. Storr, three-quarter court at the horn is no good. So Cheeseman scores again to now finish the quarter with 26. And Dakota Wesleyan leads 56-53 as we go to the final quarter here at Newman Arena.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal-clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
Welcome to Unison Bank. I'm happy to help you with any kind of transaction today. Whether you're depositing money you got from selling your car or a jar full of change you got from inside your couch cushions. No matter the financial need, I can help because I've been helping you and all our customers for years. We are Unison and you can be too at unisonbank.com. Go ahead at Unison Bank. Member FDIC.
This is University of Jamestown guard Macy Nelson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Seventh-ranked Dakota Wesleyan leading the Jimmies 56-53. Welcome you back inside Newman Arena. Steve Linsmeyer with you on ESPN Jamestown, NewsDakota.com, JimmyAthletics.com. Hickman, Storr, Anderson, Nelson, and DeMars for the Jimmies. 56-53, Dakota Wesleyan leads. It's Hines, Kirk, Carr, Karst, and Cheeseman for Dakota Wesleyan. Cheeseman's got 26 to lead all scores right now. Nielsen gets the pass in the backcourt, walks it up to the left wing, bounces the pass to Anderson. Anderson hands it off to Hickman. Hickman trying to dribble around Hines, feeds it up top for Storr, crossover left, down the alley, puts it up, and she's fouled by Sarah Carr. That'll be the second on Carr. First team foul against Dakota Wesleyan in this quarter. And now Storr will shoot twice. Storr's first foul shot is good. Emma now with 9. Trying to join Grace Benz in double figures with this one. And she does. So Storr knocks down both. 56-55. Jimmy's down a point. Cheeseman Left sideline. Cuts back in towards the free throw line. Gets it out to Kirk. Kirk was open. Didn't take the long three. And Kirk will work Dakota Wesleyan into their half-court offense. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Feeds it out in the right corner for Cheeseman. Cheeseman skip past to Carr. Shot fake. Dribbles down to the baseline. Cut off by Hickman. Spins into Anderson. Puts it up off the front rim. And Anderson's got the rebound for the Jimmies. They can take the lead. DeMars to the free throw line. Kick out to Nilsson. Nilsson finds Anderson. Back up it goes to Storr. Storr had it poked free. Ball loose. And now a jump ball. And an alternate possession favors Dakota Wesleyan. So the arrow will flip and the Tigers will get the ball back. 9:03 remaining in the fourth quarter, and I should say probably remaining in regulation the way these two teams played overtime last year. They played four of them before Dakota Wesleyan finally prevailed in four overtimes. With it on the right wing is Carr's now up top to Carr. Carr feeds it out to Cheeseman. Catch and shoot three is short. Rebound tipped around. Anderson able to one-hand it out of traffic. She'll get it to Storr up the right sideline. Storr to Anderson, top of the key. Thought about it, didn't take it, hands it off to Hickman. Hickman peeling into the paint, slips by Karst, right-handed layup is good. And Hickman's got six. Jimmy's leading right now by a point. Skip to Cheeseman, left wing three. That one won't go. DeMars clears the miss, and it's the first time tonight that Kennedy Cheeseman's missed two in a row. Up the sideline, into the corner, three ball. Nilsson, good! Macy Nilsson from the right corner. It's 60-56. Jimmy's by four. Skip to Cheeseman. Tiptoes the sideline, keeping it in. She'll walk to the bench and call a timeout. And there was no timeout called. She traveled. 60-56, Jamestown leading by four with 7:54 left in regulation.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
Jessa punches it through the block. Match over, and Jamestown's going to their sixth West Region Championship.
Let's take a look at what's coming up this week on ESPN Jamestown.
The Jamestown High volleyball team makes their seventh appearance in the state tournament in the last 8 years. They will open up play on Thursday at 3 o'clock, taking on Fargo Shanley. Jamestown, the number two seed out of the West. State tournament action starts Thursday at the Fargo Dome.
ESPN Jamestown is streamed online at newsdakota.com.
This is University of Jamestown forward Olivia Anderson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Seven nothing run by the Orange and Black to open the quarter. They lead Dakota Wesleyan 60-56. And a timeout called by Jason Christensen of Dakota Wesleyan, the head coach. On the floor for the Jimmies, Nilsson, Tower, Josephson, DeMars, and Maslovsky. So you have three freshmen, a sophomore, and a senior in Maslovsky. On the floor right now for the Jimmies against this experienced Dakota Wesleyan five. Carr off the double screen to the top of the key, gets the inbound up to Karst. Skip pass goes to the right side for Kirk. Kirk around a screen from Carr, dribbles to the free throw line. Carr on the flare, catch and shoot three, back rim no, and a rebound out to the top of the key for Kaya Tower. Tower nearly dribbled into trouble, gets it to DeMars. DeMars into the paint, slips a double, had it stripped on the way up, and she's fouled. And Jason Christensen doesn't like that call, and I would have to agree with him. It looked like DeMars' hands came up clean on the strip, which usually means that there was no foul. That's kind of the indicator usually, but the guy from the backside called it, so maybe a reach from the back, but that's going to be the fourth on Karst. So Karst has to come out with 7:34 remaining. And Hannah DeMars, the freshman, at the foul line. First free throw is good. DeMars with her first point, the freshman from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. 61-56, Jimmy's lead by five. Second free throw from DeMars is good. She splashes them both through. 62-56. Jimmy's by six. 7.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Hines, left sideline, looking for a handoff. Gets it to Kirk. DeMars hounding Kirk on the sideline. Now up top to Cheeseman. Cheeseman guarded by Josephson. Backs it out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Wants a screen from Carr. Goes around it instead to the left. 10 to shoot. Skip pass across the floor. Intercepted by Macy Nielsen. Nielsen into the front court. Across the left. Finishes and one. Oh, they're going to blow it off. Oh, my goodness. They're going to wave it off on the floor. Oh, man. That's a buzzkill right there. But Kaya Tower will throw it in baseline left. They'll lob it up top to Josephson. Josephson finds Mozlowski in the middle. Cuts back to the left. Layup up and in by Mozlowski. Jamestown has their largest lead of the night. Oh, and that pass was almost intercepted. Ostis gets it in the middle. Feeds it back out to Kirk. 64-56. Jimmy's lead by eight. Right side for Ostis. Up top, they'll swing it left for Cheeseman. She's been a shot fake. Crossover to her left. Cut off. Floater off the back rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. Jamestown's got it. DeMars comes out of traffic with it. And then she throws it off of the leg of Kirk and out of bounds. Jimmy's will throw it in. Up 64-56 here in the fourth. 6:35 left to play. Jimmy's leading seventh-ranked Dakota Wesleyan. Right corner for DeMars. Up top for Mozlowski. Mozlowski bounces to the corner for Josephson. Josephson skip pass to DeMars. Shot fake. Dribbles in. Puts it up. And a blocking foul going to be called on Ostis. That's going to send DeMars to the foul line. Chance for Jamestown to go up double figures. Mirrors and Karst in. Karst in with her fourth foul. And the freshman Hannah DeMars back to the foul line. First free throw from DeMars is good. 65-56. Jimmy's leading right now by nine. Second free throw from DeMars also good, as Hannah has hardly drawn rim on any four of those attempts. It's 66-56. Jimmy's leading seventh-ranked Dakota Wesleyan by 10. Over on the left side for Karst. Karst a handoff over on the wing for Mirrors. Mirrors feeds underneath for Karst, and Josephson knocked it out. Had she not been able to knock that one away, it may have been a layup for Karst. But she was just able to get her hands on it and knock it out. Karst will throw it in baseline left. Off into the corner, left side for Ostis. Ostis, skip pass to Kirk. Kirk, a shot fake, dribbles in, hands to Mirrors. Mirrors above the top of the key, gives it back to Cheeseman. Cheeseman, opposite of Mirrors' screen, trying to get away from DeMars. Skips it over left for Karst, three to shoot. Karst in the middle, spinning around, shot up and in by Karst from 15 feet to beat the horn. 66-58. Good defense, though, by the Jimmies, forcing Dakota Wesleyan to drain the shot clock. Mozlowski, top of the key, off to Tower. Tower to DeMars, 19 to shoot. DeMars, crossover, into the paint, leaves it out to Tower. Up top for Josephson, 14 to shoot. Jimmy's going to pull it back out. They'll run their late shot clock play with Josephson. Finds Mozlowski in the middle, tipped away by Mirrors, and stolen by the Tigers. Left side for Ostis. Ostis finds Kirk in the middle, nearly got ran over by Mirrors. Kirk trying to get around Tower. Tower beats her to the spot. Out top for Karst. Karst inside for Mirrors. Tipped away and stolen by Mozlowski. Tower up the sideline for Storr. Skip pass to Josephson. Into the corner, DeMars. Didn't take the shot. We'll pull it back out. Under 5 minutes remaining in the game. Storr, a couple of crossover dribbles. Now into the paint. Skips it to DeMars. Right corner three from Hannah. Short. And a weak side rebound pulled away by Mirrors. Into the middle for Kirk. She'll bring it up for the Tigers. Jimmies have a 3/5 line change of the scores table. 4:35 remaining. Up top for Cheeseman. Cheeseman around a Mirrors screen. Dribbles down to the angle. Throws it up. And that's going to be a foul. That was extremely soft. And it's going to be two foul shots by the best player on the floor in Kennedy Cheeseman. You could just see he was kind of anticipating that one. That just was not good officiating right there. Cheeseman will shoot twice. Chance to make this a two-possession game. And Cheeseman's first foul shot is good. Cheeseman now at 27, 66-59. Higlin, Hickman, and Anderson come in for the Jimmies. Cheeseman makes both foul shots. Nobody's shocked there. 66-60. The lead is six for the Jimmies. Four straight by the Tigers. Inside for Anderson. Anderson fakes the handoff to the baseline. Hands it off now instead to Tower. Tower dribbles in. Cut off by Karst. Up top for DeMars. Hickman back to DeMars between the circles with 13 to shoot. 4 minutes remaining. DeMars inside. That one tipped away and stolen. Jimmies have had some bad possessions here. Here comes Cheeseman into the open floor. And knocked away by DeMars. And out of bounds. Is it going to be off of the Jimmies? It's going to be off Jamestown. It'll stay here with Dakota Wesleyan. 3:57 remaining. And they're going to throw it in, I think, on the sideline here. Or are they just waiting for the official to tie his shoe. Inbound will be tossed in by Michaela Karst on the left baseline. Karst will throw it in up top to Cheeseman, guarded by DeMars. DeMars wants a car screen, goes around it, dribbles down to the right side, puts it up and in, and one. So Cheeseman cuts the lead now to four with 3:49 remaining. And she'll have a chance to make this a one-possession game at the foul line. And a timeout first by Thad Sankey. 3:49 remaining here in the fourth. And Dakota Wesleyan about to get within one possession as Cheeseman goes to the foul line.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick printing services, cookbooks, all kinds of business forms, binding, and more. So call for banner signs, invitations, business documents, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and polyester. With a staff that boasts 38 years of experience, you know it'll be done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street, Jamestown.
This is University of Jamestown guard Noel Josephson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Dakota Wesleyan trailing Jamestown by four. The Tigers with six straight. Kennedy Cheeseman at the foul line trying to make this a one-possession game. With 3:49 remaining, Jimmy's led 66-56, but the Tigers have scored the last six. Cheeseman trying to make it seven. Trying to convert a three-point play, and she does. 31 now for Cheeseman. So it's 66-63. Josephson, Tower, DeMars, Anderson, and Higlin for the Jimmies. Dakota Wesleyan with Karst, Carr, Cheeseman, Hines, and Kirk, the five starters. Looking in for Anderson. They give it to her left block. Anderson backing in Karst. Trying to cut across to her left. Step through, put it up too strong. And Carr, the rebound for Dakota Wesleyan. She'll clear it to Karst. Karst will find Kirk. 66-63. Jimmy's leading by three. Dakota Wesleyan can tie on this possession. Hines is posted up inside. Instead, they turn it back out. They swing it to Kirk, left side. Kirk above the left angle, guarded by DeMars. And there's Karst off the top of the key. Three is good, and it's 10 straight by Dakota Wesleyan. We're tied at 66, and the Jimmies badly need a good offensive possession with 3:05 remaining. Tower on the attack. Had it knocked down, able to scoop it back up and avoid the turnover. Into the right corner for Anderson. Anderson hands off DeMars. DeMars crossover to the baseline. Nice move. Puts it up. Missed it strong. Jimmies want a foul. I don't blame him. Up the left sideline for Cheeseman. Cheeseman head fake. Dribbles baseline. Floater off the glass. Missed it strong. And a rebound pulled away by Anderson. 66 all. DeMars flips it back. Anderson trailing. Three short. DeMars fighting off Cheeseman for the loose ball. She's got it. And a jump ball possession arrow favoring Jamestown with 2:32 remaining. Schmidt, Storr, and Maslowski all coming back in. Inbound will be tossed in on the left or the baseline or sideline right by Josephson. Josephson will throw it in, and we have a hold on Kirk. So I think Mozlowski is going to be the free throw shooter. It's the fifth team foul against the Tigers. So it'll be Mozlowski to the foul line for a couple. 66-66 right now. So Mozlowski will shoot twice. First free throw is good. Jimmy's lead 67-66. 1 point Jimmy advantage. 2:32 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Second Mozlowski free throw also good. A couple knuckleballs through the rim. And there is a ball off of the leg of Josephson and out of bounds. Jimmy's won a charge. And it's 68-66. Jimmy's lead by two. 2:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kirk will weave her way up the floor, bring it over to the left sideline. Guarded by Tower. Off the side for Karst. Karst skips to Cheeseman, guarded by Schmidt. And that's going to be a touch foul out on the top of the key. So it'll be a touch foul on Schmidt, her third. And Cheeseman will inbound front court sideline right. Cheeseman with 31 to lead all scores in this game. And Tower nearly jumped the inbound pass, but Kirk able to get it back. Off from the corner for Cheeseman. Cheeseman dribbles baseline. Feeds it back to Carr. Carr skip pass to Karst. Karst dribbles down the right side against Mozlowski. Trying to spin against her. Right side puts it up and in. Jimmy's fans to my right wanted to travel. 68-68, 1:50 left. We're all square between Jamestown and Dakota Wesleyan and Newman Arena. How familiar does that sound? 100 seconds remaining. Storr spins away from Cheeseman. Drives, drops. Mozlowski left side finish is good. 95 seconds remaining. And Cheeseman gets in the middle. Thought about dishing it to Kirk. She'll keep it. Left side, out to the wing for Hines. Hines will get it out between the circles for Kirk. Left side, Kirk still dribbling. Hands it off to Cheeseman and a reach-in foul against Schmidt. So foul on Schmidt will be her third. And Schmidt's coming out. DeMar's coming back in. Cheeseman will inbound front court sideline left. 1:14 remaining. Jimmy's up 70-68 on 7th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan. Cheeseman will trigger it in. Out top to Kirk. Kirk guarded by Tower. Karst on the flare. And an offensive foul away from the ball against Hines. So Hines with a foul. That'll be, or actually, no, they called it on Carr. So it's the third on Carr. You love to see it. 108 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ball back to Jamestown, 70-68. Jimmy's leading by two. 1 minute remaining between Jamestown and 7th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan. Jimmy's have a two-point lead. 16 on the shot clock. Mozlowski skips to DeMars. DeMars in the paint, dribbles in through traffic, puts it up, and it's blocked. Out of bounds. Looked like DeMars got her left arm hit as she was going up. 10 on the shot clock, 49 on the game clock. Tower will inbound on the baseline right. Tower looking for an inbound. Throws it into the arms of Karst. It's intercepted. Karst will get it to Kirk. Tower nearly stole it back. And now a reach in on Storr with 43 seconds remaining. And that's going to send Kirk to the foul line. And a chance to tie it. So Kaylee Kirk to the line. She has 2 points tonight, has not shot a free throw. Paige Schmidt coming into the game. .9 seconds remaining, and Kirk will shoot twice. First free throw is good. It's 70-69. Second free throw from Kirk is in and out. Rebound Josephson. Jimmies hold a 1 point lead. 40 seconds remaining. 13 second differential. Game clock and shot clock. Tower guarded by Kirk. Nice move by Tower trying to get away from her. Dribbles to the wing. Flips it to Mozlowski. Out to Josephson. Josephson goes to DeMars. DeMars with 10. Jimmies up by one. DeMars, opposite of Mozlowski screen. Right side of the alley, dumps it off into the corner. Josephson, three was blocked. Cheeseman's got the rebound. Flips it ahead for Kirk. And a timeout called by Dakota Wesleyan with 12.8 seconds remaining. And the Jimmies leading by one at 70-69. Timeout for Jason Christensen.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health orthopedics and sports medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
Hi, it's Zach, newest member of the Jamestown Sports and Ortho team with Apex Physical Therapy and Wellness Center. Did you know that you have a choice when it comes to where you go for physical therapy? Whether you suffered a sports injury, underwent surgery, or are dealing with a chronic orthopedic issue, Apex Physical Therapy is here to get you back in the game. Conveniently located at 1008 10th Street Southeast, next to the Recycling Center. To schedule your appointment, give us a call at 952-2739. That's 952-2739.
This is University of Jamestown guard Macy Nelson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball. Wow.
70-69, Jamestown leading by one, 12.8 seconds remaining. Dakota Wesleyan will have the ball and a chance to win it here at Newman Arena. Sarah Carr, of course, tied the game last year in regulation with 0.8 seconds remaining. This year they've got 12 extra seconds, this time to try to win it. Karstel inbound to the backcourt. Kirk, Cheeseman, Hines, and Carr on the floor for Dakota Wesleyan. Inbound goes to Cheeseman, guarded by Storr. Cheeseman around a screen, dribbles baseline, puts up a runner, missed it. Rebound tipped to the baseline. DeMars has it, and a timeout called by Jamestown with 3 seconds remaining. As DeMars tried to tiptoe the sideline, she called timeout. And Jamestown will advance it into the front court with 3 seconds remaining. And a timeout on the floor. Cheeseman had the look, and it rattled out. Jimmy's will have the ball with 3 seconds, and we come back.
Diesel fuel is diesel fuel, right? Wrong. If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance. To learn more, talk with Gary with Creative Energy, your certified Cenex distributor. Call 252-4040.
This is University of Jamestown forward, Olivia Anderson, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Exactly 3 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Jimmy's leading seventh-ranked Dakota Wesleyan 70-69. And Jamestown will have the ball in their front court. Emma Storr will inbound. Anderson, Josephson, Tower, and DeMars on the floor for the Jimmies. Dakota Wesleyan with 5 fouls, so that means Jamestown will shoot 2 if the Tigers foul. And they're looking for DeMars. They get it to her right corner, and she's fouled with 1.9 left. And the freshman Hannah DeMars going to the foul line to try to put the Jimmies up 3. 1.9 remaining. Mozlowski coming in for Jamestown. So DeMars will get two shots. And now we got a timeout called by Dakota Wesleyan. So Jason Christensen will call a timeout. He's still got one left. 1.9 seconds remaining. Jimmy's leading by one here in the fourth quarter. Hannah DeMars at the foul line when we come back.
The biggest adventures start with the biggest dreams, and you can make them come true with the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1000. It's a Sports A 999cc engine, a six-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and an impressive 2,000-pound towing capacity, which means you can do it all, hunting, fishing, trail riding, and more. Just head to Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West Jamestown and check out the Honda Pioneer 1000 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
This is University of Jamestown forward Courtney Maslowski, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Hannah DeMars at the foul line, 1.9 seconds left. Jimmy's leading to 7th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan, 70-69. The freshman DeMars will get a pair of free throws. First one up and rattles out. So she misses the front end. Second one coming. Dakota Wesleyan has a timeout left, so they can take a timeout and advance the ball into the front court. Should this go in, or I guess even a miss, they can do the same as well. DeMars, second free throw, good. So DeMars puts the Jimmies up two. And Dakota Wesleyan, 1.9 seconds remaining, will take a timeout. And they will advance the ball into the front court. Jimmies lead 71-69 with under 2 seconds to go here at Newman Arena.
What does a certified nursing assistant do? What does it take to become one? How much does a certified nursing assistant make? All great questions. Ave Maria Village in Jamestown currently have full and part-time CNA positions available and are waiting to answer any questions you have about the job and welcome you to apply. All shifts have openings. Short part-time shifts are available as well. Be a CNA at Ave Maria Village in Jamestown. Call 252-5660 or apply at avemariavillage.org.
This is University of Jamestown guard Emma Storr, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
'71-69, Jamestown leads Dakota Wesleyan with 1.9 seconds remaining. And the Tigers will have a chance to tie this thing or win it with a three. Kirk will inbound. Hines and Carr high side. And now a timeout called by the Jimmies. They have one left. The Tigers are out of timeouts. And we'll have one more timeout here before we toss this ball in with 1.9 remaining.
This is Steve Linsmeyer, sports director for i3G Media. And today I'm talking with Jackie Micklejohn from the University of Jamestown volleyball team. Tell me, Jackie, why did you choose the University of Jamestown to start your journey to success?
I chose the University of Jamestown because it felt like home right away. The staff on campus truly cares about the students and athletes. The opportunities are endless at UJ. Start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown. Make a plan to tour our beautiful campus today by visiting uj.edu.
This is University of Jamestown forward Mackenzie Higlin, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
1.9 seconds remaining. Jimmy 71, Dakota Wesleyan 69. The Tigers will throw it in front court, sideline left. And Michaela Karst is going to throw it in. So they're going to switch it up a little bit. Carr and Cheeseman on the low side. Kirk and Hines topside. And Karst is going to throw it in to Cheeseman, who lost the ball, dribbles it out of bounds. And hold on a minute. The clock expired, but they're... looks like there might be some time left. And I think it's Jimmy Basketball. I think he said it was off Cheeseman anyway. So they might put some time back on the clock here. But I think it's Jimmy Basketball. They're going to put 0.3, it looks like, back on the clock. As I think is what... oh, and they called it off of... Dakota Wesleyan, or off of Jamestown. So Dakota Wesleyan will get the ball. He looked like he kind of tapped his leg and was giving the ball to Jamestown. But Dakota Wesleyan will inbound. Underneath their own basket with 0.3. And you have to tip this in. Karst will throw it in baseline left. And Karst going to throw this one to Carr. She'll throw it up. No good. And Jamestown has knocked off number 7, Dakota Wesleyan. 71-69, a two-point win for the Jimmies at home, and they start the GPAC 2-0. We'll take a timeout. We'll chat with Thad Sankey after this.
RM Stout is your premier Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership, and now into our fourth generation of family operation. We are incredibly proud of our area athletes and know how vital your family travel needs are to get you safely from home to the game and back again. New and used sales, service, parts, accessories, and body shop, plus our quick lane for oil changes, light-duty service, and tires. Visit us at stoutcars.com, call 252-2270, or stop in at the junction of I-94 and 281 South in Jamestown. Everything you need for the season, Stouts has it.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business, you know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business, you don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
This is University of Jamestown guard Paige Schmidt, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Well, Jamestown and Dakota Wesleyan played another tight one here at Newman Arena. This time, Dakota Wesleyan did not get the bucket to force overtime, and the Jimmies preserve a 71-69 victory. We're joined on the postgame show by Thad Sankey. And Coach, congratulations. A heck of a win for your program.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Fun to play a close game. Fun to get a win.
Well, Kennedy Cheeseman obviously got it going early for Dakota Wesleyan. She finished, I think, with 31. But I thought in the second half, you guys did a much better job of making sure that nothing she got was easy.
Yeah, she's really good. You know what? We talked pregame. Like, you have to stay between her and the basket, and she will still make shots. She's a fantastic player, and we did a better job of not giving her the open layups, right? The back door, the ISO pieces, and a couple times they tried to throw it over the top to her. We contested it really well and got a tip on it, made her bobble the ball in the catch.
I thought the duo of Grace Benz and Hannah DeMars on her in the second half did a fantastic job.
Yeah, that length is really good, and, you know, Grace is a player for us that is just so hungry to be great, and it's really cool to see her attention. It's hard to do this. You know, it's hard to be a college basketball player and roll with the ups and the downs. And that's a girl that just keeps working at it and wants to be the best for our team.
Well, it had to feel good to not see that ball go in the hoop at the end, like the end of last year's regulation, obviously, that started the four overtimes. They did score with 0.8. Defensively, right at the end, you guys kind of trapped Cheeseman in the corner. She didn't have much going.
Yeah.
And then Carr's tip really had no chance.
Well, that was really just leadership and communication. You know, Emma's such a great communicator on our team, and she provides that, and she's a smart player. You know, it's not like we went into the timeout saying, hey, trap Cheeseman in the corner. It happened, but it happened because Emma, and I think it might have been Hannah on that switch.
Noel.
I mean, two great individual defenders and two great team defenders, too, and we can get that, and it's something that we really take pride in.
Well, this is a big win moving forward, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone's a big win. This is one we really wanted and one we were excited for. Our girls are cranked up for it. It's nice to get back into conference. You know, what we really wanted to do tonight was be tested. We really knew that they were going to test us, and I wanted to see how our girls responded to that because we needed to get pushed and pushed and pushed. And in the first quarter, we didn't do a good job of responding, and they ran out to 11-point lead. All of a sudden, in the second quarter, the light bulb went on in our brain, and we realized, oh, man, we got to compete on every possession. And we're still finding the ceiling of what our team can do and who we are, but this was a big step for us.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
That is Thad Sankey, head coach of the Jimmies. His team, 71-69 winners tonight over 7th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan, and a huge win for the Jimmies, and they will be back in action on Saturday afternoon, taking on Northwestern. 4 and 6 o'clock are the game time Saturday in Orange City. They got pushed back due to the fact that Northwestern's hosting home football at 1 o'clock in the first round of the NAI Championship Series football playoffs. So that'll be at 4 o'clock on Saturday, but the Jimmies come away with a 2-point win today over Dakota Wesleyan. Final numbers in this one, the Tigers 27 of 58 from the field, 46%. They were 9 of 22 from 3, 6 of 7 from the foul line. For Jamestown, 24 of 56 from the field, 42%, 8 of 20 from 3, 15 of 19 from the foul line. They out-rebounded Dakota Wesleyan 35-29. Turnovers 17 for the Tigers, just 5 in the second half. Jamestown with 14. Grace Benz led the way. She had 13. Did not play in the fourth quarter, but 4 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from the foul line. 10 points, or 12 points from Mozlowski, 10 from Storr. Those were the three Jimmies in double figures. And obviously, Kennedy Cheeseman led the way for Dakota Wesleyan with 31. She finished 11 of 20 from the field, but she started 9 of 12. So she made just 2 of her last 8 shots to finish with 31. Sarah Carr added 14. Michaela Karst added 10. She picked up her fourth foul early in the second quarter, but did not fall out. She played the duration of that fourth quarter, but Cheeseman's 31 leads the way. So Jamestown 71, Dakota Wesleyan 69. The Jimmies knock off the 7th-ranked Tigers, and they will play Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, against Northwestern. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it'll be game 2 of our doubleheader. The 16th-ranked Jimmies against the 6th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan Tigers should be a good one tonight. Luke Anderson will join me for that one next. We'll be back in a few minutes with game 2 of our doubleheader here on ESPN Jamestown.
The area's most authentic steakhouse experience can be found at the Frontier Fort. Stop in during the day to visit their gift shop and free wildlife museum and see the live buffalo. Upstairs, the grill opens at 4, where you can play one of their 5 electronic gaming machines. Friday and Saturday night, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $13.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort on the road to the Buffalo in Jamestown.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay